the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
And certainly the matchup we've been waiting for all week long, a top five showdown in Class 3A and huge Big 7 league title implications. As Nemaha Central plays host to Royal Valley, the Panthers are the number one ranked team in Class 3A. Thunder, number four. They are tied for fourth with Galena in the latest KBCA rankings this past week. But again, both of these teams, surprisingly enough, coming off a loss. Royal Valley, their first loss of the season Tuesday night. They took it at the hands of Fulton, 52-51. Nemaha Central, they lost at Sabetha, 54-41. So, right now, the Thunder at 14-2, 8-2 in league play. Royal Valley 15-1, 10-1 in league play. Again, the top two teams in this league. But Sabetha right there as well, with Nemaha Central at 8-2 in league play as well. So this will have a big, big, big help for whoever wins this game tonight to determine potentially a league champion. Certainly, Nemaha Central needs it more so then the Panthers, considering where things are at. But regardless, this is going to be a lot of fun. Two teams that could certainly be in the state tournament here in a few weeks. And certainly you can make arguments for both teams that they can both win a state title this season. So let's get you going with our starting lineups for Royal Valley, the number one ranked team in 3A. Mason Thomas, a 6'5 senior. Knox Lowatic, a 6'6 senior, and we'll get to him throughout the broadcast. He's got quite the story, but he is such a talented player for the Panthers. Jake Kelly is a 5'11 senior. Brady Klotz, a 6'6 senior, a Northwest Missouri State baseball commit. And then KJ Miller rounding it out, a 6'4 senior. So they got a JUCO size-wise, like a JUCO lineup when you look at 6'5, 6'6, 6'4, 6'6, and 5'11. So again, for Chris Brown in his third year, it'll be Thomas, Wawasik, Kelly, Klotz, and Miller. For John Thomas's crew in Nemaha Central, Carter Lutz, the 6'3 senior, Curtis and Marcus Beck, the dynamic duo. The 6'4 seniors, again, Curtis and Marcus Beck. Cole Hermish is a 6'2 senior. And Sam McWilliams rounding it out in the backcourt, a 5'10 senior. So again, for the Thunder, Lutz, Beck, and Beck, Hermish, and McWilliams. We'll step aside one final time for the national anthem. The tip-off is coming your way next. Hang tight. We got a good one coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
Let's certainly do this. Welcome back. Number four, Nemaha Central. Number one, Royal Valley in Class 3A. Clash of the Titans here in the Big 7. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you as we get set to tip this one up. Thunder, all white home uniforms. Royal Valley, all purple road uniforms. It'll be Klotz jumping against Curtis Beck for Nemaha Central. Royal Valley from left to right. Thunder from right to left. Panthers control the opening tip, and let's rock it. We're underway. The number one team in Class 3A. Here is Knox Worwacek. Has it at the top of the key, bouncing it to Mason Thomas. Now wants to drive, left his feet. Left side pass to Klotz for three. This one no good, but an offensive rebound by Jake Kelly will keep it alive, and another opportunity here for the Panthers on their first possession. Kelly, pass deflected, and that one's going to be intercepted in the corner by Marcus Beck, or I should say Curtis Beck, and then that is going to, I believe, be a foul on Jake Kelly, his first. So after getting an offensive rebound, the Panthers turn it over, and now here comes Nemaha Central for their first possession tonight. No score, 35 seconds in. Here's Marcus Beck, high right, a long and lanky team this Royal Valley squad is. They can certainly win it all this season. Here is Marcus Beck in the right corner, driving on Kelly, spins, short corner, has to kick it back out to his brother Curtis. Top of the key. Quickly doubled, left his feet, the whistle, and they're going to get a tie-up called. He got tied up with K.J. Miller, and the possession will keep it with the Thunder. Not quite a minute in, no score. Royal Valley will man up on this possession, as it will be Carter Lutz to throw it in. Looking for Marcus Beck on a cut, gets inside, and the layup trickles up and in. Marcus Beck gives the Thunder their first lead. 2-0, a minute plus into this ball game. Here's Mason Thomas, top of the key, left side pass to Wawatic. Wawatic, waist side dribbles with the left hand, crossing over to the right, wants Klotz on a cut. Lost it out of bounds, and it will go back to Nemaha Central. Two possessions, two turnovers for the Panthers. Good start on the defensive end for Royal Valley, or I should say Nemaha Central. The Central offense averaging over 58 points per game. Defensively, Royal Valley gives it up at just a 38-point-per-game clip. One of the best defensive teams in the league. There's a deflected pass and an interception there by Mason Thomas. First turnover by Nemaha Central. Thomas wants to push the tempo a little bit. Top of the key, pass to Kelly. Looking inside for Miller, not there. Now they finally get it inside. The Miller layup good. K.J. Miller gets this ball game tied at 2 apiece. Not quite 2 minutes in. Here's Hermish. Left side pass to McWilliams. And we get a whistle and a foul. Not much contact there, but they will get Jake Kelly with his second, team second, and we'll get our first sub of the game. Trayson Murata, a 5'10 junior, is going to have to check in for Kelly, who has picked up 2 fouls in 2 minutes. Lutz gets it in, pass deflected, and McWilliams has it. Fans wanted to travel, no call. Here's Marcus Beck working on Wawatic. Gets all the way inside under K.J. Miller. Shot up no good, might have been partially blocked. And then it's tipped back out to Carter Lutz, and they'll reset. And now Mason Thomas is going to come away with a steal, and then he's fouled from behind. It'll be the first foul on Nemaha Central against Sam McWilliams. 5:45 left, first quarter. We're tied at 2. Wawatic to throw it in. And gets it into Mason Thomas. Wawatic gets it right back, high right. Started by Carter Lutz. Left side pass, it goes to Murata. Murata gets it to Thomas, right wing. He fires a three, left it short. And the rebound deflected all the way out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Nemaha Central. The last touch by Murata in the corner. 2-2 tie, 5:32 left first quarter. As Marcus chucks it into his brother Curtis, who walks it across the timeline. Left side pass to McWilliams. Again, this is a lengthy, lengthy Royal Valley team, and when they extend out that 1-3-1 zone, it looks dang near impossible as they force another turnover. Mason Thomas has it. He wants to take it all the way. No good, but an offensive foul as McWilliams took the brunt of the heat. And Mason Thomas will pick up his first foul, and we're back the other way. He didn't like the call, but So here is Curtis Beck up the floor. High right. Gets it off to his brother Marcus. Left side on the wing. 3 minutes into the game. We're at a 2-2 tie. Here's Lutz in the corner. Baseline drive. Left his feet. Pounces it for the steal. 7 combined turnovers between the two teams. Just 3-plus minutes into the game. Here's Wawatek. Left side on the wing. Guarded by Lutz. Trying to bounce one inside the clutch. Gets it to him. Wawatek steps back along two. Book it in the foul. 19-foot J from the corner. And an A1 opportunity for Knox Wawatek. Averaging 16.5 points per game. Now, he was not eligible until after Christmas break, so he has played in 11 games this season. And he is averaging 16.5 points per game. The free throw is up and good. He's got 3 to start. And Jake Kelly will come back into the game with the 2 fouls. We got 4:39 left in the first. A 5-2 Royal Valley lead. Wawatek again. 16.5 points per game, 6 rebounds and 6 assists, and nearly 3 steals. He is a stat sheet stuffer at 6'6", and a point guard talent is going to play somewhere, I would have to imagine, at the next level. Here's Marcus Beck, open a deep 3, and in and out, no good, and a rebound inside for KJ Miller. That was halfway down and out. Here's Wawatek. Miller up top, bouncing it to Murata. The Klotz at the elbow, and Klotz is going to be called for a travel. Mason Thomas will check back in as he will replace Kelly, who just came in for that possession and comes back out. Again, he has 2 early fouls. 5-2 Royal Valley, 4:08 left here in the first quarter. Royal Valley won the first matchup in December on their home floor, 61-53. Game where they got out to a big lead, but Nemaha Central fought back, made it close in the fourth quarter, certainly had opportunities. But the Panthers were able to get the win as we get a whistle and a foul inside. I think free throws coming up here for Marcus Beck as they get Klotz with his first foul. Team foul number 4. And I think they're trying to decide whether it's on the floor or not. And I don't think it was a shooting foul, but they're going to call it a shooting foul. So Marcus Beck will shoot 2. He's got the lone 2 so far for the Thunder here in the quarter. First free throw up and good. He's a 62% foul shooter. As a team, Thunder just shy of 58% at the line. Second free throw on the way. That one's good as well. 5-4 Royal Valley. All 4 for Marcus Beck. 3:50 to go first quarter. Wawatek with it. Wiestein dribbles with the right hand. Near sideline up the floor. Once the clock screen gets it, works left on Lutz at the elbow. Shot up no good, and a foul's going to be called. Nice ball fake at the elbow to get Lutz in the air, and Wawatek will shoot 2 as Lutz picks up his first foul. Or correction, that's number 2 now on Carter Lutz. Team foul number 3, Wawatek right back to the line to shoot 2. And the first one in and out no good. If there is one thing that is maybe a negative about Wawatek's game, it's his free throw shooting, just 50% at the line. But he gets the second, so he goes 1-for-2, hits his average, and he's got 4. 6-4 Royal Valley, 3:35 left in the game. First quarter, beg your pardon. Here is Marcus back to his brother Curtis. Shot blocked inside, gets out to midcourt, and Lutz able to gather. So a second chance opportunity coming up here for the Thunder. Here is Marcus Beck, left wing, to his brother Curtis, and then a whistle and a foul. This one on Trayson Murata will be his first, team 5th. So the Thunder will throw it in underneath their own bucket. Curtis Beck will throw it in. We're going to get a couple subs for Nemaha Central, as it will be Cooper Hike and Wade Leonard, a pair of juniors set to check in as McWilliams comes out. And also Carter Lutz will come out as well. .317 left first quarter, 6-4 Royal Valley. The number 1 team in 3A against the number 4 ranked team in 3A. Cooper Hikes pass intercepted by Wawatek. Wawatek in transition, gets inside, kicks it out to Murata, top of the key to Klotz, a 19-foot 2, in and out, no good, a rebound for Nemaha Central. Marcus Beck collects, Works it up the floor. Splits the double to his brother Curtis. Steps into a wing three short. But able to get his own rebound. And a second chance opportunity up and no good. And a third opportunity up and no good. It was Cooper Hike who got the second miss. And will shoot two. As the foul is on Tracer Murata. Now he has two. Cooper Hike, good early couple possessions for him off the bench. First free throw up and good for Cooper Hike, the junior. He's on the board. We're tied, or I should say not tied yet. Could be if he makes this. 1-6-5 the score. The 58% free throw shooter. Second one on the way, and that one in and out, no good. A rebound for Brady Klotz. 6-5. Royal Valley by one with the ball. Here is Wawasik. A deep three. Oh, yeah. 7 for Knox Wawasik. 9-5 Royal Valley. He just glided into that one, and there's a turnover by the Thunder. They get it up the floor to Mason Thomas. Lost the handle. He's underneath the bucket. Layup no good, but a foul. Royal Valley trying to get out quickly in transition. The Nemaha Central foul will be on Cooper Hike. That is his first. And team foul number 4. Mason Thomas set to shoot two, and he's short on the first. A 73% free throw shooter. Still looking for his first points tonight. As Jake Kelly will check back in, replacing Murata. One thing about Royal Valley, they're not deep. They go about 7, maybe 8 at best, as Thomas lands the second free throw. His first point tonight makes it 10-5 Royal Valley with 2:20 left here in the first. Left side pass into the corner. High, good ball fake. Steps in, but cut off there by Miller. And has to get it back up top to Marcus Beck. To Curtis, left side on the wing. Marcus cuts, nothing there. But now they've tried to find it to him inside. Good ball fake. Shot up and good through some traffic. Marcus Beck has 6 of the 7 for Nemaha Central. 10-7 Royal Valley by a triple. Under 2 minutes to go here in the corner. Wawasik to Thomas up top. Nearly had it knocked away, but Wawasik has it on the right wing, guarded by Wade Leonard. He'll step back and fire. Oh, baby! Spin, and we get a technical foul. That's going to be called, I think, on Mason Thomas after Wawasik drained the triple. Mason Thomas has some words for somebody up the floor. Trying to see what he's saying about it. So a technical foul is called against Mason Thomas. It'll be his second foul. And Chris Brown, the head coach for Royal Valley, really barking at this official. And, you know, I'm right in front. I couldn't hear anything that was too bad said. He's trying to let him know the kids are out here having fun, but as Marcus Beck will shoot the 2 technical free throws. He made the first but missed the second. A 13-8 Royal Valley lead, and Nemaha Central will get the ball after the technical shot. With a 5-point Royal Valley lead, 13-8. Minute 35 left in the quarter. Marcus Beck has it left wing, staring down Klotz. Gets it off to his brother Curtis in the corner. Curtis doubled, swings it right corner to Hike. Hike bumped by Thomas. Now top of the key, it goes to Marcus Beck. There's not much you can do. Here's Wade Leonard, a deep three, and that one is good. Wade Leonard from downtown. Big shot, gets it back to within a 2-point game at 13-11. 65 seconds to go here in the quarter. Miller, left side to Thomas, inside to Klotz. Shot is up, shot is good. Brady Klotz, his first bucket, he's got 2. 15-11 Royal Valley with 53 seconds left in the quarter. Here's a jump shot from the free throw line that's no good, but a rebound for Brady Klotz. 45 seconds here in the quarter. 15-11 Royal Valley. Wawasik pulls from 19. That one no good, and a rebound brought down by Curtis Beck, and then he hits the floor, and he is slow to get up. And they'll slow it down with about 30 seconds to go. Mason Thomas, they need a timeout or something, and Nemaha Central is going to turn it over with 20 seconds to go. As Curtis Beck couldn't even get back up the floor. He's not sure what's exactly wrong, but he is certainly in pain as Wawasik will dribble it high left with 9 seconds to go. Wawasik pulls up, free throw line jumper, no good. Tipped in the air a couple of times. Marcus Beck gathers a full court heave at the buzzer, no good, and that's the end of the quarter. It's certainly a wild ball game so far as Nemaha Central trails Royal Valley at the end of one, 15-11. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
3A number one, Royal Valley, leading here at 3A number four, Nemaha Central, 15-11 as we start the second quarter. It is Royal Valley with the basketball to start. They go again from left to right. Miller inside, gets on Hermish, had it knocked away, and then out of bounds, and a steal by McWilliams, but he steps on the baseline. So Royal Valley will keep it. Early portion, second quarter, 15-11 Panthers. They got it underneath their own bucket. Up top it goes to Miller, hands it off to Wawasik. Wawasik, top of the key. Puts the left side screen into the corner with Kelly, top of the key. Here's Miller, a deep three. In! Oh, my! Deep downtown, eighth triple this season for K.J. Miller, 18-11 Royal Valley. Here's Carter Lutz, a deep right wing triple. And that's an air ball and out of bounds, and it goes back to Royal Valley. So a good start for Royal Valley. 42 seconds into the second quarter. They lead it by 7, 18-11. First time these two teams played, Wawasik was not eligible yet. But you had a 6'6 point guard. He can pass, dribble, shoot. And a 3-second call is going to be made inside. So a turnover for Royal Valley is... It was Klotz that they got inside, and he disagrees with the call. So we got players and coaches barking at the officials, a packed house, two top five teams in 3A. What more could you ask for? 18-11, Royal Valley by 7. Here's Luce, had it knocked away, top of the key. Gathers, right side pass to Curtis Beck. Works it into the corner, skips it near side to his brother Marcus here on the left wing. Started by Klotz and Wawasik, has to dribble through both. Very challenging to do that, gets it off to his brother Curtis. Into the corner with Sam McWilliams, who's back into the game. McWilliams back to Marcus Beck. Right corner, long two. In and out, no good. Rebound, Wawasik. And then a whistle and a foul. Going to be on Nemaha Central. It'll be on McWilliams, his second. Team foul number 5. So one more foul to give. We're down to 6:31 left to go, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 6:31 left in the first half. 18-11, Royal Valley leading Nemaha Central by 7. Again, we mentioned Knox Wawasik, the 6'6 senior who had transferred out to a private school, had moved back to Royal Valley. He wasn't eligible until after the holiday break. And in 11 games, he's averaging 16.5 points per game, over 6 rebounds, and 6 assists per game. This is a very talented roster both of these teams certainly are state-caliber teams, no doubt. And it certainly feels like a state atmosphere here tonight from Nemaha Central. But the Panthers in control right now, leading by 7, 18-11. Out of the timeouts, Wawasek has it, guarded by Lutz. Hands it off to Mason Thomas, who had it knocked away by McWilliams. McWilliams on the floor. Now he's going to whistle with a foul. And I think we're going to get a jump ball between Thomas and McWilliams inside. The possession arrow is going to give it back to Nemaha Central. So a turnover by the Panthers. Good defense there by Sam McWilliams, the 5'10 senior. Our score. Royal Valley by 7. 6:18 until halftime. Here comes Carter Lutz up the floor. Left side pass on the wing to Marcus Beck. Beck tries to split two, and he is bumped and fouled. And free throws coming up here for Nemaha Central. They get Daniel Coleman, the 6'3 junior, who's in the game for Royal Valley. And Marcus Beck will shoot a 1-1. Team foul number 8 on the Panthers. So the free throw is up and good for Marcus Beck, who has 8 of the 12 points for Nemaha Central here in the first half. Certainly keeping the Thunder in this game. And he goes 2-for-2, and he now has 9. 18-13, Panthers lead trimmed to 5 with 6:08 until halftime. Cooper Hike back into the game for Nemaha Central, as now they will show some pressure here in the full court. Royal Valley has it with Wawasek near sideline. They get it up the floor across the timeline. Here's Mason Thomas at the free throw line, and he's going to be called for a travel. Another turnover by Royal Valley. Now 8 in the first half. Been a kind of a slow start for Mason Thomas. He got a tee a little bit ago. He's got 2 fouls and kind of been in and out of the lineup here early on, but also very talented athlete, no doubt. Here is Cooper Hike, right side on the wing. Up top it goes to Curtis Beck. Stops there, picks up the dribble, guarded by Wawasek, gets it off to his brother Marcus. Hands it off to Hike, in between the rings out high. They'll reset with Carter Lutz up top. Under 5:35 left here in the first half. 18-13 Royal Valley. Over the top pass into the corner with Curtis Beck. Skips it to Hike, right side on the wing. He'll drive, floater, no good, and the rebound tipped into the hands of Jake Kelly. Here's Mason Thomas, trying to split a double team. He does. Gets it off to Wawasek, high right. They'll reset here in the half court. Wawasek gets to the elbow, kicks it back, little pop. Miller for 3, that is way off, no good. An air ball, rebound Curtis Beck. Here's Curtis up the floor, 3-on-2 break. Marcus had it knocked away and a steal by KJ Miller. Now Miller gets it up the floor to Thomas, who lays it in. Mason Thomas has 3, 20-13, the lead back to 7 for Royal Valley. 4:45 and counting second quarter. Lutz over the top pass, gets it to Marcus Beck. Royal Valley fans behind me getting going for their defense. Here's Carter Lutz at the elbow. Nice ball fake. Steps back, thought about a 3. Now it's Marcus Beck for 3. Left it short. And a rebound for Mason Thomas. Thomas wants to work it hard up the floor. Near sideline. Stops on the wing. They'll reset up top. Here's Wawasek. High left. Inside to KJ Miller on the block. Backing down. Spins. Fires. Shot up no good, but a foul. KJ Miller will shoot 2. And they get Curtis back with his first foul. KJ Miller, 5 points here in the first half. He averages 15.5 points per game, and he's the leading rebounder for the Panthers at 7 per game. The first free throw is up and good by KJ Miller, extending that lead to 21-13, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. It's a full. We'll take it as well. 4:14 left until halftime. Royal Valley 21, Nemaha Central 13. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I've really had 2 experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, K.J. Miller to shoot one more free throw. He made the first prior to the timeout. Second one up and good as well. And K.J. Miller with a good first half so far. He's got seven. Royal Valley has their largest lead of the game so far at 9. It's 22-13 as we're coming up on the halfway mark here in the second quarter. Marcus Beck in the right corner. He is caught in a double inside to his brother Curtis. Underneath, shot up no good, but a foul's going to be called. They'll get K.J. Miller on this one, his first. And Curtis Beck will shoot two free throws. It'll be team foul number 9. And the first free throw is up and good for Curtis Beck, who just got his first point in this half. He averages nearly 17 a game, leading scorer for Nemaha Central, and he goes 2 for 2 at the line, 60% shooter on the year, 22-15, lead trimmed back to 7 at 3:55 to go in the half. Here is Wawasik, who has 10 in the first half already. Murata has it in the corner. Wawasik trying to get it back, but Murata picks it up, fires a 3, in and out, no good. Rebound by Curtis Beck, and then a whistle and a foul, which free throws will be coming up here for Nemaha Central. As they get K.J. Miller again, that's his second. And this will be Curtis Beck right back to the line to shoot two more. 3:41 until halftime. 22-15 our score. In and out, no good on the free throw by Curtis Beck. Now 2 for 3 at the line tonight. A second is good. So he goes 1 for 2 there. He's got 3. And it's 22-16. Royal Valley's lead trimmed to 6. Here's Wawasik, guarded by Lutz. Top of the key, wants to go to work on him. Crossing him up, drives, shot up, and good. Can't teach it. He's got 12. 24-16, Royal Valley. And a whistle and a kicked ball. Thunder will keep. As Daniel Coleman's going to check in. K.J. Miller will check out. And Daniel Coleman checks in. Here's Carter Lutz. Receives the inbounds pass there from Marcus Beck. Nemaha Central down 8, 24-16, 3:15 and counting first half. Here's a deep 3, Curtis Beck. That one is too strong off the heel. Chasing it down, though, is Cooper Heights. Second chance opportunity. Looking for Marcus Beck inside, but his pass is intercepted there by Mason Thomas. Here is Murata up the floor, into the corner. Backside pass, gets Daniel Coleman. Shot up no good, but a foul. Good find there by Brady Klotz to find Coleman on the cut. Coleman will shoot 2 as Curtis Beck picks up his second foul, team foul number 7. Daniel Coleman, the 6'3 junior at the line, just going to be his 5th and 6th attempts of the season. And that one is up and good. Now 3 for 5, his first point tonight. As Jake Kelly will check back in. 25-16, a 9-point lead for Royal Valley. Trying to get it to 10. Coleman in and out, no good. He can't do it. Marcus Beck with the rebound. 2:50 to go until halftime. And now Marcus Beck nearly lost it. Gets it off to Carter Lutz. Here's Curtis Beck, left side on the wing. Now up top to Carter Lutz. So much length in this zone. It's just so hard to find room. And it's just so hard for this Nemaha Central offense here tonight. But there's a drive and a missed layup inside, but a rebound by Wawasik. Here's Wawasik up the floor. Little hop step, curls one up and in. Oh, my. Wawasik has 14, 27-16. John Thomas has seen enough. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Knox Wawasik has 14, and the Nemaha Central deficit is now 11. 27-16, Royal Valley. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central searching for some answers offensively. They trail Royal Valley 27-16 with 2:18 left to go until halftime. The points have not come easy for the Thunder tonight, with the defense being put on by the Panthers. Here's Leonard, a pass to Marcus back at the free throw line, gets to the elbow, turns, gets it inside to Hermish, had it knocked away, ball's on the floor, and into the corner it goes to Hike, who drives and lays it in for two. Big bucket for Cooper Hike, makes it 27-18 with a minute 50 left in the second quarter. Here's Wawasik. He is guarded by Cooper Hike. Over the top pass inside to Miller, works on the block, too easy, too much mustard, too much muscle. K.J. Miller has 9, and it's 29-18, lead back to 11. Curtis to his brother Marcus. There's a drive shot, no good, and a rebound ripped away by K.J. Miller, and a whistle and a foul. As K.J. Miller will walk the other way and shoot a 1-1. As Marcus Beck picks up his first foul. So K.J. Miller will shoot a 1-1, 9 points, couple of rebounds. Here in the first half, he's got... Or I should say he is 2-for-2 at the line. This will be his third attempt here in the half. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. So he's now 3-for-3, 10 points. Him and Wawasik have 24 of the 30. And it's 30-18, Royal Valley with 1:28 left until halftime. A second by K.J. Miller, good as well. 11 and a half for K.J. Miller, 31-18. It's a 13-point Royal Valley lead. That one kicked up by Wawasik. Nemaha Central will throw it in far sideline. That one's 20 to go in the half. Here's Wade Leonard, receives it from Cooper Hike. Right side on the wing. Bouncing it left side to Hike. Skips it back right side to Leonard. He's on the wing. Now back here side to Hike. Wants to go baseline. Nice little drive. Split a couple defenders. A lot of contact. No call. Gets his own rebound, and he puts it back up and in. Big minutes for Cooper Hike. He now has 5, and the lead is 11 for Royal Valley at 31-20. 52 seconds left until halftime, and Jake Kelly's going to be called for a travel. So down to 52 seconds left in the half. Thunder get it back, down 11. See how they want to play this. Leonard, right side pass to Hike. Gets it to Curtis back in the corner. Up top, now to Wade Leonard. Down to 38 seconds to go. Hike, a three. In and out, no good. And it's Hermish that's going to chase it down in the corner, keep the possession alive with 30 seconds to go. Curtis Beck inside, layup good. Got it from his brother Marcus. 5 now for Curtis Beck. 31-22 with 22 seconds to go. It's a big basket. Now can the Thunder get a stop? Here's Wawasik looking up at the clock. 13 seconds to go until halftime. He's been dominant. 14 points for him. Guarded by Cooper Hike. Down to 6 seconds. Wolacek for three. In and out, no good. KJ Miller throws one up and in. That one is no good as well, and we have hit halftime. A very entertaining first half and a loud first half from the fans, and it's a 9-point Royal Valley lead at 31-22. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guaranteed, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Royal Valley 31, Nemaha Central 22. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both our Seneca locations. Take a break from the cold weather and stop in for a warm bowl of soup. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house on Wednesday, February 16th from 10 till 2. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Well, bear with me here at the half. They have shut off the lights for the halftime performance as Royal Valley, the number one team in Class 3A, leading Nemaha Central here 31-22, as it was the combination of Knox Wolacek and KJ Miller who had 25 of the 31 Royal Valley points. Wolacek with 14, KJ Miller with 11. Rest of the scoring, 3 for Mason Thomas, 2 from Brady Klotz, and then 1 from Daniel Coleman. The scoring for Nemaha Central, it was 9 in the first half by Marcus Beck. His brother Curtis had 5 all in the second quarter. They also got 5 from Cooper Hike, 3 from Wade Leonard as well. Royal Valley jumped out to a 15-11 first quarter lead, and they would outscore Nemaha Central 16-11 in the second. And we sit at 31-22 here at the half. Rebounding numbers are in favor of Nemaha Central. They're out rebounding Royal Valley 13-11. Thunder turned it over 10 times. Panthers had 9 turnovers. Panthers were 8 of 11 at the free throw line. And the Thunder were 9 of 12 at the line. So both teams very solid from the free throw line. Again, our score at halftime, Royal Valley 31, Nemaha Central 22. More halftime coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
In our halftime score, number one ranked in 3A Royal Valley, leading here at the home of the Thunder, Nemaha Central, 31-22. Thunder, the number four ranked team in 3A this week, tied with Galena in the KBCA rankings. Both of these teams didn't think it would happen this way, but both coming off a loss. Royal Valley suffered their first loss of the season against Holton on Tuesday night, 52-51. And then Nemaha Central, they lost at Sabetha, 54-41. Royal Valley leading the Big Seven with a 10-1 record. Nemaha Central and Sabetha both right there at 8-2 mark. So very important game for both of these teams in terms of who's trying to win the Big Seven league title. And Royal Valley, they have won back-to-back Big Seven league titles, so they're looking to make it 3 in a row, as the Nemaha Central girls are looking to make it 5 in a row on that side. So they certainly helped their cause, the Nemaha Central girls, victorious tonight in our first contest, 45-29, and they get back into first place in the conference after Jeff West lost to Sabetha. So a lot of implications here tonight in the Big Seven. And again, our boys score at the half. It is number one in 3A, Royal Valley, 31. A number four ranked team in 3A, Nemaha Central, 22. We'll step aside. One final 2-minute timeout. The second half is coming your way next. Don't go away. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like I break for garage sale, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance, because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, here we go. Second half between number one, Royal Valley, and number four, Nemaha Central. Two of the best in Class 3A from Nemaha Central High School. Panthers going from right to left with the ball in the second half, leading 31-22, and we're underway. Wolosik, a quick three. This one is short, and a rebound for Marcus Beck. Here come the Thunder from left to right. Right side to Carter Luce. He has a look for three. That one not there. Battle for the rebound, tipped out of bounds, and last touch by the Thunder. It goes back to the Panthers. So each team with a three-point shot to start here in the third. Neither of them fall. Panthers get it back. There's Wawatic. Bounce pass to Kelly. He'll fire a three. That one is short, and a rebound once again for Marcus Beck. Here's Marcus Beck. He wants to work it up the floor. Spins away from Wawatic. Gets it to Hermish at the free throw line. Nick Williams. Curtis Beck in the corner, guarded by Klotz. Gets it up top to Hermish. They'll reset up top to McWilliams. Here's Carter Lutz. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Gets it out to Hermish. Now McWilliams into the corner. Curtis Beck wants to go baseline. He had it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. And last touch by Royal Valley, so the Thunder keep it. Down nine, early portions of the third. 31-22. As Lutz to throw it in, over the top, tips in the air, and Kelly's going to come away with a steal. Here's Wawasik in transition, layup, good, and the foul. Knocks Wawasik now with 16, chance for a three-point play, and extends it back out to 11, 33-22. Sam McWilliams picks up his third foul, and Wawasik, again, just been dominant tonight. He's 2-for-3 at the line. He missed that one. And the rebound for Cole Hermish. Here's Carter Lutz, right side on the wing. Looking for McWilliams. Over the top it goes. He's high left. Works on the wing. Gets inside. Knocked it up to Lutz. Right side, a wing three. Got it. Look it for Carter Lutz from downtown. His first points tonight. Makes it 33-25. With about 6.5 minutes to go here in the third. Big shot there for Carter Lutz. His 29th triple of the season. Here's Wawatic working. Top of the key. Gets it right back. Left side on the wing. Now Klotz top of the key. Once Miller inside, they bounce it to him. Guarded by Hermish. Working on it. Layup. Good. That's a mismatch. 13 for KJ Miller. Back to a 10-point advantage at 35-25. Lutz over the top pass. Now it goes to Curtis Beck in the corner. Wants to drive baseline. And a charging foul is called as KJ Miller took it. And a turnover by Nemaha Central. They'll get Curtis Beck with his third. That's the second team foul. That's a big foul. Curtis Beck picking up number three. He's got to be careful. Trayson Murata will check in for Royal Valley, taking the spot of Kelly. As Wawasik will bring it up the floor with 16 points tonight. Calls out the play. Angles right. Stops on the wing. Klotz up top. Backs out to the right wing. Now Miller at the free throw line. Turns. Faces on Hermish. Spins. Inside. Layup no good. Rebound tips into the corner. And Curtis Beck has it for Nemaha Central. He wants to work it in transition up the floor. McWilliams curls inside, bouncing it towards Hermish and out of bounds, but last touch by Murata, so Nemaha Central will keep at 5:31 left here in the third quarter. Trailing Royal Valley by 10, 35-25. Cooper Hike will check into the game. As the Thunder set to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Over the top pass, Lutz gets it to Hermish, up top to McWilliams. Back to Lutz, high left. Into the corner to Cooper Hike. Back to Lutz. Up top to McWilliams. Looks like it's man-to-man defense now for Royal Valley. They've gone in and out with multiple defensive sets tonight. Loose back up top between the rings out high. Hike wants to go baseline on Wawasik. Shot up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Wawasik. That'll be his first, team first. Free throws coming up here for Cooper Hike, who's had a good game tonight. 5 points and three rebounds. Or correction, they actually call it on Mason Thomas. That's his third. As Cooper Hike misses the first free throw. As Thomas has to go out with three fouls, Daniel Coleman checks in for him. Cooper Hike, his second attempt, no good. He goes 0 for 2, but chasing it down in the corner as Marcus Beck keeps it alive. So a big rebound after two missed free throws. 3 minutes in to the third quarter, 35-25 Royal Valley. Here's McWilliams in the right corner, splits a couple defenders baseline. Now it's top to Hermish. Into the corner it goes to Marcus Beck for three. Not there. And the rebound chased down by K.J. Miller. And then a whistle and a foul on Nemaha Central. Foul on McWilliams. That's his fourth. He's going to have to come out. Wade Leonard will check in for him. The Royal Valley will get the ball back up 10, 35-25, 4:45 left here in the quarter. As now the Thunder showing some pressure in the full court. Wawasik has it, needing to get it across the timeline. No look pass to Miller, inside to Klotz. Too easy, layup good. Brady Klotz, the 6'6 senior now with four. 37-25, Royal Valley by 12. Klotz side to play baseball at Northwest Missouri State. Here's Leonard, a three. That one no good. And Wawasik can't quite grab the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Thunder will keep it. Curtis Beck will check back in. And he's got to be careful with three fouls. Carter Lutz to throw it in, far sideline. 4:16 left to go, third quarter, 37-25 Royal Valley. Number one ranked team in 3A. Leading on the road at the number four ranked team in 3A. Nice bounce pass inside, layup good. Hike finds Marcus Beck for two. He's got 11, 37-27, lead back to 10. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Wawasik. Gets a ball screen, left wing, now gets sideline, now baseline, back out to K.J. Miller. Left side on the wing, who hands it back to Wawasik. They go inside, K.J. Miller guarded by Hike. Using the big body, spins, shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul, he'll shoot two. K.J. Miller back to the free throw line. As Wade Leonard picks up the foul, his first, team foul number four. K.J. Miller, 13 points, four rebounds tonight. He's perfect at the line, 4 for 4. Leads the team in block shots at 1.3 per game. He's still perfect at the line. Now 5 for 5, he's got 14. 38-27 Royal Valley. Mason Thomas back into the game. Also Jake Kelly back into the game as well. Second free throw is no good. 1 for 2 trips. Marcus Beck the rebound. Gets it up the floor. Carter Lutz on the wing. Backs it out, the reset. 3.5 minutes left here in the third. 38-27. The Royal Valley lead is 11. Here is Leonard. Left side on the wing. Top of the key to Hike. Wants to drive. Good. Pass to Beck inside. Layup no good, but a foul. Marcus Beck will shoot two. As the foul is on Jake Kelly, his third, team second. So Marcus Beck, 11 points and 7 rebounds tonight. He's 5 for 6 at the free throw line as the first free throw is up and good. Make it 12 for Marcus Beck. 38-28 Royal Valley. Second free throw, out no good. Rebound K.J. Miller. Here's Wawasik. His team up by 10, 38-28, 3:10 to go, and we get a whistle and a timeout. It's a 30. Royal Valley will take it. 3:10 left in the quarter, and a 10-point lead at 38-28. We'll keep it right here. Again, Knox Wawasik, K.J. Miller, the combination has 30 of the 38 points for Royal Valley. Wolosik with 16, KJ Miller with 14. Marcus Beck leading the way for the Thunder. He has 12. Cooper Hike and Curtis Beck each with 5. Stay tuned. Following the action, we'll have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show, scores and recaps from all of our games in the area here in Northeast Kansas. Cole Hermish going to check back into the game for Nemaha Central, joined by the Becks, Hike, and Lutz. Here's Wolosik out of the timeout. Across the timeline, angles right. Now comes back to the near side, bouncing it to Kelly. Wolosik gets it on a curl, wants to go to the rack, and is fouled on the play. As they get Carter Lutz with the foul, his third. As Wolosik will shoot two, it appeared to be a foul on the floor, but they're going to award him two shots. And Wolosik knocks in the free throw. He's got 17. Makes it 39-28 Royal Valley. Second is short, and a rebound for Curtis Beck. Here's Carter Lutz, left side, into the corner with Hermish. 11-point Royal Valley lead, deflected pass, and a steal for Wolosik. Mason Thomas able to gather across the timeline, right side on the wing. He wants to drive, nice little dump off there to Klotz, who spins. Left-handed shot, no good. Mason Thomas there for the rebound and stick back. 5 points for Mason Thomas, a 13-point Royal Valley lead at 41-28. 2.5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Hike. Left side on the wing. Gets it off to Carter Lutz. A deep three. That is short. And a whistle and a foul. Good rebound there by Marcus Beck. And he's fouled from behind by Mason Thomas. And now Thomas going to have to come back out. Picks up his fourth foul. As Daniel Coleman will check in for him. Down to 2:20 left here in the third. Nemaha Central with it. Down 13. Get it on the block to Cooper Hike. Back out on the wing to Marcus Beck. Drives, layup, spins out, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Cole Hermish with this foul after Miller grabbed the rebound. And Hermish picks up his first. Team foul number 6. So the rest of the game, Royal Valley is going to be in the bonus. They lead it by 13 with 2:10 left here in the third. Here's Wolosik working around Lutz. Gets inside. Behind the back pass and caught for two. Oh, man. What an assist by Wolosik. 43-28, lead at 15. Largest of the game for Royal Valley. Here's Hike. Has to throw it out of some trouble. Here's Marcus Beck. Gets inside. Layup good. 14 now for Marcus Beck. Makes it 43-30. With under a minute 40 left in the third quarter. Wolosik gets it up the floor to Kelly. High right on the wing. Goes right back to get it on the wing. Wolosik guarded by Lutz. Steps back. Deep three. No good. And a rebound for Hermish. Thought he was fouled. No call. 1:20 to go here in the third. And Wolosik comes away with a steal. He's got it up the floor to KJ Miller. Wolosik lays it in himself for two. 19 for Wolosik. 45-30 Royal Valley after the turnover. Coming down on the final minutes here in the quarter. Here's Curtis Beck into the corner to his brother Marcus to save it from going out of bounds. There's a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Klotz with this one, his second, team foul number 4. Wade Leonard's going to check in. As the Thunder have it underneath their own bucket with 56 seconds left here in the third, but they trail by 15, 45-30. Get it inside, Curtis Beck. Shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul. It's either going to be on Kelly or Miller. And they will get Jake Kelly. And now that's his fourth. Curtis Beck will shoot two. six now for Curtis Beck after the made free throw. Second free throw, no good, but Hermish able to get an offensive rebound, and then Hermish throws it away. Turnover by Royal Valley, correction by Nemaha Central. So Royal Valley gets it back, leading by 14 with 50 seconds to go in the third. It's 45-31. Wawatic up the floor, Murata. Murata all the way, close the pass inside to Miller, too easy. KJ Miller now with 16. 47-31, the lead is 16. Curtis Beck all the way. Layup good and the foul. Quickly back in transition. Curtis Beck now with 8. And we'll try to make it a 3-point play. Foul on Klotz is 3rd. Exit 47-33 with 33 seconds left in the quarter. Free throw in and out, no good, and a rebound for KJ Miller. Here is Coleman, had it knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Curtis Beck, so Royal Valley fortunate there. Boy, a turnover. They got 27 seconds to work in the front court. Leading 47-33. Get it into the back court with Lawatic. See if they want to play for the final shots. He's guarded by Carter Lutz. High left, right in front of me. 16, now 15 seconds to work. Gets a ball screen for Miller, works it to the right wing. Down to 10 seconds. Wawatic to Murata in the left corner, back to Wawatic. Down to 5 seconds. Takes it inside, shot up and good. My goodness, he's got 21, and that's going to end the third quarter. 49-33, it's a 16-point Royal Valley lead with 8 minutes to go. We'll step aside, fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
3A number one, Royal Valley, looking for the season sweep against Nemaha Central. Thunder number 4 in class 3A. Panthers in control, 49-33. Their lead is 16. They outscored the Thunder 18-11 in the third. They have continuously built a lead from the jump. After leading by 4 at the end of the first. Thunder with the ball to start the quarter. Carter Lutz, left side on the wing, up top to Leonard, right side to Hermish. He's on the wing, looking right. Instead, it goes to Marcus Beck. Now Lutz, the deep three, got it. Big shot, Carter Lutz, his second triple. He's got 6, 49-36, 32 seconds into the fourth. Here's Wawasik bouncing it to Coleman, right back to Wawasik, high left. Wants a high ball screen, not getting it. Wants to swing one inside. Miller spins, kicks at the clock. 17-foot J, too strong off the heel. Rebound for Wade Leonard and a foul. And it's free throws the rest of the way for both teams. As Tracer Murata now with his third foul. I believe it's Wade Leonard. It will be. So Wade Leonard, big free throws, a 1-1. He's got 3 points tonight. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the ball game. 7:09 left. Free throw no good. A rebound though for Cole Hermish, and he'll go back up and it's going to be fouled, and he'll shoot two. Big offensive rebound there by Cole Hermish. They get KJ Miller with his third. Team foul number 8. Again, big opportunities here at the line. Cole Hermisch. And Strong, no good. He's a 55% free throw shooter. He's not scored tonight, but he has 5 rebounds. Hermisch is second. That one is good. First point tonight for Cole Hermisch. 49-37 with 7:05 left in the ballgame. Here's Coleman. Hands it off to Wawasek. High left. Wawasek clears out. Now gets it off to Coleman. In between the rings out high. Coleman right side to Murata. Into the corner with Klotz. Back up top to Coleman. Once Wawasek instead has to settle for Murata, top of the key. Now wants to angle here left side. And there goes the double team, and there's a whistle and a foul. As free throws coming up here for Murata. We'll get Wade Leonard with his second. And Tracy Murata will shoot just his second free throw of the season. He's 1-for-1. Make it 2-for-2. That's his first point tonight. Lead now 50-37 with 6.5 minutes left in the game. Second, good as well. First point tonight for Murata. 51-37. Pass deflected out of bounds. Thunder will keep.
Hey, good job, Brady.
So a 14-point Royal Valley lead, under 6.5 minutes left in the ballgame. There's Marcus Beck, a drive from the free throw line. He lays it up and in. 16 for Marcus Beck. Makes it 51-39. 6:10 left in the ballgame. Here's Wawasek, bouncing it one-handed to the right side to Coleman. Wawasek right back getting it, left side to Murata. Murata has it. Here comes a double team and a whistle and a timeout. 5:55 left in the game. 30-second timeout for Royal Valley. They lead it 51-39 as Kelly and Thomas going to check in for the Panthers here after this quick 30. Again, Kirk Kilman in at studio. Brandon Tadman with you. Nemaha Central High School, number one team in Class 3A. Royal Valley leading Nemaha Central 51-39. Two teams have a combined 29-3 record. They have a combined 18-3 record in league play. I'll tell you what, this Royal Valley team is no joke, especially with Wawasek in the lineup. He wasn't there for the first few games of the season, wasn't eligible until after the holiday break, but he's got 21 tonight. And he's been sensational. So Thomas just checked back in. He'll throw it into the backcourt to Wawasek. And again, under 6 minutes to go in the game, a 12-point Royal Valley lead. Here's Klotz, top of the key. Left side to Thomas, on the wing. Now it's Kelly, over the top. They get it inside. They're looking for Miller inside, and defenders converge, and a lot of contact and a foul. They'll get Marcus Beck with his second, so free throws coming up here for K.J. Miller. It'll be a 1-1. Clock stopped at 5:36. As Miller's free throw is good. He's now 6 of 7 at the line and at 17 points. And again, those two of Miller and Wawasek have been dynamic tonight. Second is no good and a rebound for Curtis Beck. Here's Curtis Beck around Wawasek. Had it knocked out from behind. It stays with Nemaha Central. 5:28 left in the game. 52-39. The Panthers lead is 13. Ike throws it in over the top. And then off the foot of Beck. And a steal for Mason Thomas. Klotz all the way. Layup no good. It rims out. Curtis Beck the rebound. Wants to push the pace. Behind the back, Wawa take a near steal, but gets it off to his brother Marcus. Into the corner, loose, a three. No good. And a rebound for Mason Thomas. Thomas will slow it down. 3 minutes gone by, 5 minutes to go here in the game. 52-39. Royal Valley by 13 with the ball. Over the top, Miller on the block, gets inside, three bodies surrounding him, and then spins, but I think they're going to get a three-second call on K.J. Miller, and that's a turnover. Number 10 in the game by Royal Valley. So the Thunder get it back with 4:50 left to go, down 52-39. Carter Lutz across the timeline, and a quick whistle and a timeout for John Thomas, the Nevada Central. The full will follow suit. 4:42 left in the fourth. Royal Valley 52, Nevada Central 39. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central with the ball, but needing to get some things done here in the fourth, and turnover there is not going to get it done as Wawasik comes away with a steal. No look pass, Thomas, free throw line, jumper, in and out, no good, a whistle and a rebound and a foul. They'll get it on Marcus Beck, or Marcus Beck got the rebound, but a foul on Royal Valley. They're going to get Klotz with his fourth. Probably hear the fans behind me not too happy with the call. As Marcus Beck will shoot a 1-1. He's got 16 to lead the Thunder tonight. He's also got 9 rebounds, but he missed the free throw. Mason Thomas, the rebound for Royal Valley. 52-39, our score. Royal Valley by 13. Under 4:20 to go. KJ Miller, top of the key, got that pass from Orwathic. Mason Thomas, high left. Now Klotz, top of the key. Back to Thomas, and they'll kind of slow things down until the Nemaha Central defense wants to kind of pressure a little bit. There's a pass to Thomas, up top to Wawasik, under 4 minutes to go. Wawasik spins, gets in the lane, shot up no good, but a foul's going to be called. Free throw's coming up for Wawasik. And they get Carter Lutz with his fourth. And both teams now with 9 fouls, so double bonus the rest of the way as Wawasik will shoot 2. First one is in there. He's got 22 tonight. Daniel Coleman will check in for Klotz, who probably take a quick breather with 4 fouls. Wawasik, second, no good. Rebound for Cole Hermish, so a 1-for-2 trip there for Knox Wawasik. 53-39, it's a 14-point lead at 3:40 to go. Hermish, top of the key, Curtis Beck over to Cooper Hike. Hike, inside, gets it right back. Here's a 3, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Curtis Beck. His shot is blocked by Miller, and a rebound for K.J. Miller. Wawasik, near sideline, up the floor. Had it knocked away from behind, and that's going to be a turnover. And then Nemaha Central gives it away right back as Thomas is in underneath, and his layup is good. Mason Thomas now with 7. 55-39 with 3:05 to go. And Royal Valley fans wanting a foul call, but Didn't get it. The lead is 55-39. It's a 16-point advantage with now under 3 minutes to go. Carter Lewis is called for a walk. As McWilliams and Wade Leonard will check in. Klotz is going to check back in for the Panthers, taking the spot of Daniel Coleman. Down under 2:50 to go in the ball game. 55-39 our score. Royal Valley trying to get their 16th win of the season. Here's Wawatic. He is doubled, and then there's the foul. And the sarcastic cheers by the Royal Valley fans behind me for the foul call, though the fouls have been pretty even here tonight. As that's the fifth foul on Sam McWilliams, and he is fouled out of the game. As Wawatic will shoot two. As Curtis Beck will step back on the floor. So down to 2:35 left. Wawasik will shoot two. Free throw is up and good for Knox Wawasik. He's got 23. 56-39. The lead is 17. It's the largest of the game for Royal Valley. Second is Pure. Make it 24 for Wawasik. 57-39. Down to 2.5 minutes left. Royal Valley just slowly grinding this lead from the jump. And there's going to be a turnover as Lutz was looking for Leonard in the corner. And miscommunication and a turnover by Nemaha Central. So Royal Valley gets it back with 2:23 and counting. A 57-39 lead. Here's Wawasik, wants to go coast to coast, too easy. Layup good. He's got 26. 59-39, the lead is 20. Curtis Beck had it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central, 2:05 left in the game. The lead is now 20. They have dominated this game now. Turned it into a big-time lead. Here's Hermish. They're going to get a foul on Jake Kelly. That'll be his fifth, so he'll foul out of the game. So that'll bring on Tracy Murata. Free throw's coming up for Cole Hermish. Cole Hermish will shoot two. 59-39 Royal Valley with 2 minutes left in the game. Hermish, his first. That one's no good. Up next for both of these teams, Nemaha Central on Tuesday. They'll host Jefferson West. Royal Valley will go on the road to the Roundhouse to take on Hiawatha. And that second free throw is good by Hermish. He's got two in the game. Makes it 59-40. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's Wawatic. Again, takes it all the way, missed the layup, but Klotz able to get the rebound, saves it underneath, and then out of bounds in a turnover. We're down to 1:48 left in the game. Here is Curtis Beck, splits a couple, had it knocked away in a steal. Here's Wawasik, layup, good. 28 for Knox Wawasik. 61-40 Royal Valley. Here's Leonard, a three, left it short, gets his own rebound, and that one's up and good. Correction, that's Cooper Hike. Or correction, I was wrong that time. It was Leonard with the rebound. And put back, he's got five. 61-42 Royal Valley with under a minute 15 to go. Murata to Klotz in the corner. Up top to Mason Thomas. Royal Valley fans stomping behind me. Come down the final minute. Game is pretty much all said and done. Doubles it off to Wawasik. He's doubled. High right. They get it to Murata in the corner. Comes out of there. Down to 50 seconds to go. I mean, pretty much might wrap it up here once we get a whistle and a foul. That's hit off of Curtis Beck out of bounds. So Royal Valley keeps down to 43 seconds to go. The Royal Valley, after their first loss of the season, bouncing back in a big way and a big road win, controlling their destiny for a third straight league title. As we get a whistle and a foul, as they will get Wade Leonard with this one. And that'll put K.J. Miller at the line to shoot two. Wawasik with 28, K.J. Miller with 17. And make it 18. This free throw there by Miller. He goes 1-for-2. It's a 20-point lead with 38 seconds to go. This will be back-to-back losses for Nemaha Central. Deep three by Curtis Beck is no good, and then out of bounds, and it goes back to Royal Valley with 27 seconds left. As Daniel Coleman will check in. And that'll be all for Wawasik tonight. 28 points for the senior. A dominant performance. Gets a nice ovation from his fans behind their bench. And as we're down to 20 seconds to go, Thunder are going to back off. And it's going to be potentially a 20-point win unless something else happens in the final 10 seconds. And I don't think it's going to. And you can hear the fans as Royal Valley wins it big, 62-42 here at Nemaha Central tonight. And they move to 16-1 on the season, 11-1 in league play. Nemaha Central drops to 14-3, now 8-3 in league play. Post game next brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big win for Royal Valley. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sebetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both our Seneca locations. Take a break from the cold weather and stop in for a warm bowl of soup. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house on Wednesday, February 16th from 10 till 2. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Never really in doubt for 3A number one Royal Valley as they move to 16-1 on the season, 11-1 in Big 7 league play as they win it here at Royal Valley, or at Nemaha Central tonight, excuse me, that final 62-42. Thunder with the loss, now 14-3, and they drop to 8-3 in league play. As again, now they're two games back of Royal Valley, which is 2 weeks left in the regular season as the Panthers are trying to win their third consecutive Big 7 league title. Again, it was a four-point game at the end of one, 15-11. Royal Valley had that lead, and they just really slowly built the lead out for the rest of the game. And Nemaha Central had some spurts, but really never seemed in doubt. They built a nine-point lead at halftime, got it up to 16 going into the fourth, and eventually won the game by 20, 62-42. And it was a big night for both Knox Wawasik and K.J. Miller for Royal Valley. Wawasik finishes with 28 points. He was 6 of 10 at the line. He had a couple of rebounds. And K.J. Miller had 18 and 8 rebounds as well. So they combined for 46 of the 62 points. But again, Wawasik finishing with 28, K.J. Miller with 18. They also got 7 from Mason Thomas, 6 from Brady Klotz, 2 from Trayson Murata, and then 1 from Daniel Coleman. Leading scorer for Nemaha Central, Marcus Beck. He had 16 tonight, along with 9 rebounds. He was 6 for 9 at the free throw line. A lot of free throws were shot in this game. We'll get to that in a moment. His brother, Curtis, a near double-double, but a rather quiet night for the leading scorer, 8 points and 9 rebounds. They got 6 from Carter Luce on a couple of threes. 5 points apiece for Cooper Hike and Wade Leonard, and then 2 points as well from Cole Hermish. Nemaha Central out-rebounded Royal Valley 31-20, but the Thunder had 21 turnovers. Panthers had 12. There were 51 combined free throws in this game, 26 by Royal Valley, 25 from Nemaha Central. Panthers hit 17 of their 26 free throws, and the Thunder, they went 13 of 25 at the free throw line. Again, the final score, 62-42. Royal Valley, number one team in 3A, wins it big. And let's announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. And I think it's pretty cut and dry here for this one. Knox Wawasik had 28 points. He is going to be our player of the game. He had a couple of rebounds as well. He was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line and just really controlled the pace. He had 14 in the first half and 14 in the second. Just absolutely consistent across the board for the 6'6 senior guard. So Knox Wawasik, our player of the game, brought to you again by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com, again, for more information. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. It is a split as the Nemaha Central girls victorious in the first game tonight, 45-29. And then in the nightcap, it's the Royal Valley boys getting it done at 62-42. The Lady Thunder sweep Royal Valley in the season series. Same goes for the Panther boys as they sweep the Thunder in the two-game season series. Big thanks, of course, as always, to Kirk Kilman back in studio. Again, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for tuning into our broadcast tonight. Stick around. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll recap it all. We'll have a recap from this one, so stick around for all the Northeast Kansas high school scores from tonight. TBL, Big 7, Northeast Kansas League, and much, much more. Again, one final time, our finals. Nemaha Central girls victorious in the first ball game over Royal Valley, 45-29. And the number one 3A team, Royal Valley, getting it done in the nightcap, 62-42. Again, for Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tabman. Stick around. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up in a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.